Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Miranda is looking for a second date update today. How you doing, Miranda?
I'm good, but I've just been like going crazy thinking about this guy. I'm glad that you guys are doing this because I've just been like obsessed. I don't know how to get to the bottom of this.
I love that you think what we do is a public service while other people find it a public nuisance.
Yes. It's all in the eye of the beholder, you know?
That's right. Well, we did kind of gloss over your email. You mentioned a guy named Todd. You want to take us from the beginning and tell us how you two met and how that first date went?
Yeah. I last saw him a few days ago, and he won't answer my text now, and I'm starting to get, like, really, really upset about it. I didn't think I would be feeling like this. But so I met him on Tinder right after New Year's, and we got together 3 times.
Wow.
That's a lot. I mean, 3 amazing times, life-changing times.
Life-changing?
Best sex of my life, really.
Hey, girl.
Wow.
Hands down. Like, I'm amazed just thinking about what I've been missing all these years.
Isn't that the worst?
And I'm thinking, for it to be that good, then this must be something really special. Like, it must be a connection, right?
Right.
Sex can't be that good without some type of connection, like back to back like that.
That's so you're bad. Saying is more than just the physical. You felt it was something almost spiritual.
Well, to yeah. have that physical connection, the spiritual must be there.
Yeah, like the connection and just the way we fit together. I mean, it just I feel like it's something deeper, and I can't just like walk away from it or not find out like what's going on. So because I haven't been able to get in contact with him. So I just feel like it was more than sex. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. We spent at least 17 hours together before we had sex for the first time.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was wondering, like, were these just bang sessions or were there actual conversations and dates involved?
No, it was conversations. It was like sharing dreams and goals. And 17 hours is... For first time, I think that's a long time. What I mean is with other Tinder dates, it's less than 2 hours before the sex happens. So 17 hours, comparatively speaking, is a lot. And I mean, we were talking about everything. We were laughing. I know that it wasn't really my intention or his intention to like start a relationship or whatever. But we did have a conversation about how great of a couple we would make and like, you know, what our friends would think about us together and our families. And I took that as a really good sign. So the last time we were together, it was super romantic, candles, wine, music. I had it all set up when he got to my place and it was really, really awesome. And when he left, there was nothing weird or out of the ordinary. It just, he kissed me like he always did. And he said he'd call me later. And then he just, like, disappeared.
Ooh.
Okay. Nothing.
Okay.
Any guesses?
I don't know what to think. I don't know. Did I smell or something? I mean, I don't.
No, I think you would have caught that one early.
Did you ask him to do anything that maybe wasn't in his wheelhouse sexually? Like, did you make him uncomfortable and in maybe that kind of way?
No, he seemed to be well-versed, well-schooled, very comfortable in everything that we were doing and pretty much like a leader in a lot of the stuff we were doing. So it certainly wasn't that I pushed him to, you know, some type of discomfort level, you know, sexually like that. I don't, at least not to my knowledge. Not.
Yeah. I don't know. Just a suggestion. So bizarre, though.
Yeah.
Totally Ghostville. Mm-hmm. Maybe he got back together with somebody or was dating a lot of other people and just decided to hook up with them.
Yeah, I mean, and I just say that. Like,
yeah.
If you're interested in somebody else, like, there's no need. I mean, the reason why it's baffling, we communicated about so many different things, then just be straight up with me. There's nothing that, it was. I mean, hey, we met on Tinder. You don't have to hide anything.
Right.
Just keep it real with me, you know, like I thought we were doing the whole time. So
yeah.
I'd really like you guys to try to help me kind of figure this out.
Cool. Okay.
I think if it was a situation where he did have an imaginary line there somewhere and you asked him to do something that maybe he didn't want to, it would be easier to just ghost than actually have the conversation saying,
yeah. When you asked for blah, 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 I'm not going to do that.
The fact that you're always going to kind of want that, I don't know. But we'll call him and see if he enjoyed his dates with Miranda as much as she did with him. As Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Miranda met Todd on Tinder. They actually had a few encounters, got together three times, and Miranda said, hands down, this was the best.
The best boom boom of her life. That's hard to just let disappear.
Yeah, that's why she's calling us.
Yep.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going on. I mean, she really felt a connection to him beyond just the physical, because that's what a lot of people think. You know, well, I mean, was he just in it for a really good hookup? He may be very good at what he does. That doesn't necessarily mean there's an emotional connection there. A lot of guys will tell you. However, Miranda's like, no, it wasn't like that. And he just, all of a sudden, ghosted, like, just stopped communicating. Did I miss any details?
No, but she's feeling lonely and alone.
Because, Miranda, you have no theories, no idea. You've racked your brain, you've thought about this over and over again, and you've come up with nothing.
Nothing. Just tell me something.
Yeah.
So I can kind of just move on if that's what it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Todd, it's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff and Jen.
How you doing, man?
Wait, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are we catching you at a bad time?
No.
I was hoping you'd come on the radio with us and chit-chat a little bit.
Do you guys still do that dating thing or whatever?
Second date update, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I thought that went away with COVID.
Charlie. There was a time where we...
We took a little break. There was a little bit of a drought there for a bit.
Yeah,
but
we're back at it now, though, my friend. And guess what? Your number came up.
I'm not surprised. What are we talking about? What's up?
How many people are you dating right now, Todd?
Myself at the moment.
Well, we were calling about Miranda.
Well, I'm not surprised she called you.
Well, you're not surprised.
She's a bit dramatic. Nice girl, don't get me wrong, but yeah, just dramatic.
Dramatic? Why?
I don't know. Just a planner with big dreams. You know, I'm not trying to do too much of what she has going on. I can't provide like that. And she told me the last time we were together that she wanted like 7 kids and to not work and to live in a big house in Hyde Park. And I work in retail. I can't support that lifestyle. So, yeah, that's just not my thing, man. I'll try to tell her that. But she just kept saying, you know, how much she want this and how much she seen potential in me and how I could, you know, totally make things happen with her. And, you know, it was nice, to say the least. But, no, I'm not into all that. I don't want to work that hard. I just don't.
I love that honesty.
I do, too. I love that you know what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand also why you ghosted her when she came at you with 7 kids and you were like, gotta go.
Exactly. So, two... That's cool, but even then, that's plenty, if that, you know. So I just couldn't tell her what she wanted to hear, and she just kept ignoring it and not being very compassionate to what I wanted. So, yeah, I just, she gave me no option but to ghost her.
What do you want, Todd?
I want to first off take things slow, and let's figure it out. Let's take a step back. Let's look at reality. Let's look at what's going on. Like I just mentioned about COVID. I don't want to bring a kid into... You know, COVID and, you know, people bum rushing the Capitol and whatnot. Like, it's just crazy. It's a crazy world.
Okay.
And you don't have any lofty career goals that could support 7 children, a stay-at-home mom, and a house in Hyde Park?
I don't participate in no stock trade or anything. Like I said, I'm part-time, and I'm barely getting by off of that. So how can I provide? I don't even have an animal. I don't have no pet, not even a hamster. So how can I provide for her and 7 kids?
But you don't have a desire. You don't have like there's not a big job that you're working toward that someday, you know, you might be making a solid 6 figures and able to provide her with such a lifestyle.
I'm just living. I'm just living.
Okay. I'm just living. Okay. I love this guy.
All right.
Okay, well, let's bring Miranda into the conversation. Todd, if you're a fan of our show and you know Second Date Update, then you know that Miranda is listening right now. Miranda, how do you respond to what Todd just had to say?
I mean, you have so much potential. Like, why are you selling yourself short? You're better than just a retail job. You could do some really great things with your life, and you shouldn't sell yourself, you know, short. Just keep learning and keep growing, and you never know, like, what you can achieve. I think you're a great person. You have so many good skills, very good people skills.
Okay, I don't see it that way. thank you.
I think this is the most honest man who's ever come on Second Date Update.
I can also understand why she is in love with him. Like, really likes
why he's
him.
So great.
Hey, Todd, can I ask you a question? Obviously, you know, based on what Miranda said about you, you're very skilled in a lot of ways, but can we ask how tall you are?
6'2". Why?
Ooh,
see, at 6'2", according to a study out of the University of Chicago and MIT, a man who is 6'2" can make as little as $33,000 a year, but still be considered as attractive as a shorter man making $380,000 a year, especially with the skills you got going on.
He's attractive, but he ain't buying no house in Hyde Park and supporting 7 kids on that.
Maybe, but I would argue after what Miranda said about Todd's skills in the sack that he could probably get away with not having to provide those things. In fact, if you were 6'4", you'd get away with only making $12,000 a year, according to this story.
Oh, God.
Yeah, maybe,
I mean, is it some money thing?
Miranda, how important are these goals of yours? I mean, when you consider Todd... Based on his skills, do you think you could forego the house in Hyde Park?
I think I'm willing to compromise. Okay, if it's not going to be 7 kids, okay, then maybe we'll do 2 or 3. But what's more concerning is if you don't have the ambition in life to, like, want things, I can't want that for you. And, like, you only live one time, so why not go for the gusto and do the best you can? I mean, yeah, my goal is to have a house in Hyde Park, but, you know, maybe that might not happen, you know.
Well, would you be willing to settle for Hyde Park near?
Get the words out of my mouth, Jeff.
I'm totally willing to compromise. If you're going to set a goal, set big goals.
This is such a tough position to be in. You know, to be a woman who sees so much in a man that you want
more,
and you see all of this potential, and you know that, you know, he could have and do all of these things, and he just doesn't want to. It's just not his thing. And where is that? You know, where does it cross the line from being that supportive partner who is your biggest cheerleader and sees you in all of your greatness, right? Where is that line where it crosses into, all right, that's just being unrealistic and you're a bit of a nag and leave him alone because he's perfectly happy just the way he is?
Well, I can tell you that I've been in that position where I've had a woman say, oh, my God, you have so much potential. You could be doing so much better. And I'm like, wait, what? I thought I was doing pretty good.
But he seems totally fine.
Well, it's
with
not necessarily saying that where you are is bad. You know, you just are where you are, and you could do more.
But should we push him? I mean, he seems totally fine with who he is.
Well, that's the question.
That's
the question. If he's happy, you got to leave him alone.
He's like, good.
He's not going to, if he does change, he's going to do it when he doesn't want to. And that's going to turn out bad because he'll end up resenting you for it. And you'll end up being consistently disappointed in him if he doesn't live up to your expectations.
Thing.
I get it.
Right on, Jen.
Yeah, I get that. Well, he's still a really great guy, and, you know, I wish him the best, but, you know, if we're not going to be on the same page, and hey, you know, I was just sharing, you know, some of my goals that I want in life, and, you know, if that scared him away, you know, I was just opening up my heart. I was opening up everything else, so.
You were being vulnerable.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully this is just a rung on your ladder of best sex ever.
Yeah. At least I know what it is, you know, and I'm feeling a lot better. So I really thank you guys for helping me get to the bottom of this, and, like, I'll process it and it's fine. It was still a really great time and a great way to start the new year off. And, I'm good. I feel good.
All right.
Well, Todd, thank you for hanging in there with us and for taking the call and helping to facilitate this discussion.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Miranda, thank you for putting yourself out there and for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
Watch Todd become like a CEO of like a major conglomerate someday. You know? Like he's going to stumble into something amazing.
That's right. Everyone at the Kenwood Mall now is going to be walking through every store going, is that him?
Yeah, right.
Is that the guy? He's funny.
But this conversation reminded me of a time years ago when I went back home to visit my family and I ran into an ex-girlfriend. She's like, so are you still doing the radio thing?
Right. That's the best.
Yes, yeah. I am. Isn't that hilarious?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.